What's up, everyone, and thanks for listening to the Average Nerd Podcast. It's your boys, the Average Nerds. We're just a bunch of average guys talking about nerdy things. I'll be your host for the day, Juan. And joining us, as always, we have that hunky turkey leg himself, Jorge.
Aw, I don't want to grow up.
Frontierland's finest, Jay.
That is right.
Yeah. Out Disney princesses, because it's our resident Prince Charming himself, Dave. And we have Walt Disney's childhood buddy himself, it's Av.
Damn, I don't got anything.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
If you can't tell, we're all back, baby.
Hello.
Jay is back with us, joining us today. So we have all five average nerds. Voltron is completed again. We have all five Power Rangers. It's morphin' time, baby. And then if you couldn't tell by our intro, today we will be talking about Disney things, specifically Disneyland. Kind of the big news that's happening right now is that Disneyland is going to be reopening next month in June. Or I guess that's 2 months because it's technically April still, but by the time this comes out, it might be May. So in June. to kind of prepare us for that, we want to talk about Disneyland and our experiences there. But before we get into all that, as we like to start off every episode, we started off with our GTK of the day, our getting to know you question.
Getting to know you.
He rolled down his window and he started to say, it's all about making that GTK.
And today's GTK of the day, if you can go to Disneyland with any fictional character, who would it be and why? Jay, you're back. Start us off.
Real quick, I think Disneyland's opening May.
Is it May?
May 1st. I think it's May 1st.
Oh, hold
yeah,
on.
Yeah, you know, I don't know.
Let me look. Oh, crap. Yeah, it's actually April 30th. My bad.
But yeah.
So we're getting the magic a little earlier.
Yeah. Well, fictional character to Disneyland that I can go with. Do I just get one?
You could get as many as you want, man.
I was okay. Well, originally I had one, but I think I'll take the whole group. But the more I think about it, even taking the whole group still makes it kind of weird because they're a bunch of kids. But like. When I first thought of this, I just considered like age. I didn't really think about it. I just thought the characters were cool. Okay. But I think it'd be cool to go to Disneyland with all the Rocket Power kids.
Oh.
Like Twister, Otto, and all of them.
Yeah.
And just kind of run around because, especially Twister. Twister was like, if I can only pick one, it's going to be Twister.
Yeah. Because
dude's just funny and he just seems super chill.
And Squid.
Yeah, and the Squid. But yeah, the Rocket Power crew would be my pick to go to Disneyland with.
I feel like they'd be wanting to do like all the fun stuff too.
Yeah. And they'd figure out ways to like game the system a little bit.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
They'd probably try to skate off something.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd probably get kicked out. Dang. That might be a bad pick.
All right, Jorge, how about you?
I'm going to go with The Flash. Big surprise. But the way I see it is that I could get across the park faster. Because sometimes it just takes a really long time to get across the park from one land to another land or get from, I don't know if we're talking about California today, but California Adventure over to Disneyland.
Yeah. No, for sure. Does it matter which iteration of The Flash? Barry Allen, Wally West, Bart Allen?
Actually, I want to go with Reverse Flash, but like for that day, he's well, that's what I'm saying. For that day, he's not evil.
It's just because he's wearing yellow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why don't you just why don't you just go with Kid Flash then?
Yeah. Kid Flash wears yellow, but I don't like Kid Flash as much as I like Reverse Flash.
Okay.
I don't know enough about it.
He's going to eat your churro.
Yeah.
Oh, pause.
That's what she said.
That's fine. Whoa.
Hey.
All right, Dave, how about you?
Already? I mean,
I think you guys are going to know my common answer for today's going to always be kind of Yoda related.
But he goes with you.
He does go with me. But I'd have the real one on my back. And I mean, I feel like he could use his Jedi mind tricks to kind of like make our way to the front of the line if I need to. But I don't know. I wouldn't mind just waiting in line with him. I feel like it'll be fun.
That's a good one. He'll probably leave the park wiser that day.
Yeah, he'd be that. He'd be like that old grandpa that has like all the cool stories.
Yeah. And then he'd probably like enjoy all the snacks too.
Mm. Oh yeah, because he like loves digging through Luke's snacks. Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's mine. Thank you.
How about you, F?
Jeez, I don't know. I was thinking like someone fast too at first, but you know, just to get around quicker. But then I was thinking, why don't I go with somebody old? Not because we're the same age, but so we can get in front of the line.
Oh, wow.
Senior cuts.
The senior.
You said senior. It wasn't let's, us.
Let's hang out with Carl.
Carl from up. Nice.
From up, yeah. I think he'd be fun because he'd crack jokes and make fun of people, but
yeah.
He's still adventurous because he, you know, he'll still ride rides with me.
Yeah.
He, the balloon house and everything. So he loves, he's not afraid of heights and stuff. So yeah, I think it'd be fun because two old guys cracking jokes.
Remember when we were in school?
Yeah.
He's actually used to being around kids too because he worked at a zoo, right? Which is kind of like a theme park.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Oh
yeah.
Wow, I didn't remember that part of the story. He worked at a zoo?
Yeah, when he was younger.
That's where the balloons came from, remember?
He was
For me, because I get tired hella easily when I'm walking around the park, so I would choose the magic carpet. Just so he can like take me from place to place, you know. If I need to wait in line, you know, I'm just sit back on my magic carpet and chill.
Nice. Yeah, that's a good one. You can take a nap in line.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I didn't think of that. Shit.
That's a good one.
So thanks, everyone, for answering the GTK of the day. Again, today we'll be talking about Disneyland. So just going back to Disneyland, everyone here has been there, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, otherwise this would be kind of a moated podcast.
What's Disneyland?
What's you mean molded? Like the one in the mall, right?
What are some of your fondest memories with Disneyland or California Adventure? Just that a whole park in general. Whether it be your first memory, just like your most memorable memory. What's some of the magical times that you've had there?
I don't remember if I shared this last time. Did I tell you guys about Space Mountain and my mom?
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I think you did.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know if it was on here, but I think I know the story.
Just repeat the story just in case.
So I was, cause you know how Space Mountain isn't, you don't really like see it.
Yeah.
So like, I was like, oh mom, can we ride that ride? I was a little kid.
Oh.
And like, I knew what the ride was. She didn't know what it was. And I was like, oh, it's not scary. So when we finally got there, she was like freaking out and she's like getting mad at me. Like, why are you bringing me here? Yeah.
And then I love that.
The whole ride, I could hear her, because you know you can't see her. You can't see inside there. I could hear her like screaming, and then she was like, I thought I was going to die.
Oh my goodness.
Don't do that to me again.
Oh, poor auntie. Sorry, auntie.
Yeah.
That's hecka funny.
I mean, it might not have been her favorite memory, but it was one of mine.
Anyone else?
My story involves like crying too, but it's like not out of fear. Well, I guess some of them, but my fondest memory of Disneyland is a few years ago. This was like maybe the one time where we went to Disneyland with like my brother and all my close cousins in the area, my auntie, like basically just a big family trip to Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
And like, we'd never do any big family trips like that unless it's like the Philippines. But we all went to Disneyland and like much of the Disneyland stuff, I don't really remember. It was just cool being there with like all of my family and my nieces and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It was stupid hot. Every we time. Weren't prepared at all. We spent like over $100 on stupid water. But like it was the first time that my cousin seen Fantasmic.
Ooh.
And like it was his first time going to Disneyland in a long time. And I was like, yo, we gotta watch this. And he was like, it's, you know, what is it, just fireworks? No. And then, you know, we set up and we watch it. And he's like maybe a couple feet to my left, like maybe 5-10 feet to my left. And you know, I'm watching the show and I'm just kind of enjoying it. But then I look to my left and my cousin, he's like in awe and he's crying.
Dude.
And I walked up to him, I was like, are you okay? And he was like, I love this. And it was like, yeah, it was dope because like I'm a big Disney fan and like seeing my family like really into it was super cool.
For sure. I think the first time I watched World of Color, I cried a little.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say that. I definitely remember feeling like being close to crying during World of Color.
Yeah.
It was pretty moving.
Fantasmic was pretty dope, too.
I have one. I think it was either my 7th or my 8th birthday. My family surprised me with a trip to Disneyland, and this was my first time going.
Oh, dang.
Oh.
So it was a surprise birthday party at Disneyland.
How did they surprise you? Like, well, were they like, we're going to the dentist 6 hours later?
Like that commercial with the kids. And
you know what's funny? I've tried to recall like how I was feeling and I can't even remember. It makes me sad. I can't remember. Mm-hmm. But I can't remember like at what point did I realize like, hold on, we're not going to so-and-so's house or whatever it was.
4 hours later.
It was like 4 hours. And I was like, wait a minute. No, also not to mention, we were in a big, one of those 15 seater vans, those white vans.
Nice.
So there was a bunch of us. I think we took that van and we took like another car. So there's a lot of us, probably 20 of us who went down. And I knew
family trip to the dentist.
Yeah, there was a bunch of us.
Annual checkup.
I don't know what I was thinking, but I think eventually they told me we were going to Disneyland, but I didn't know it was like a surprise for my birthday. We get to the hotel and they had it decorated. So you know, back in the day when you used to put streamers and all the like cup themed table mats and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And I remember getting just to bring it back to collecting. I remember getting. Do you remember those alien Lego sets that had a big alien spaceship? It was like a Space Invader spaceship. And the Lego alien heads were like see-through.
Oh, yeah. I actually had those.
Oh, yeah.
Not so Disney aliens, sets. But they're just normal alien, like UFO. Right. Yeah.
Right, like a UFO one. Got that. And then, we had a good time. Went to Disneyland. It rained. So it was raining when we went to Disneyland. But at the same time, it was kind of cool because the lines were short.
Oh yeah,
that's actually a good time to go is when it's raining, if you're okay just wearing a poncho and stuff, because the lines are non-existent.
Yeah, so that was definitely one of my favorite memories.
My memories involve my kids, so it's another, I guess, way to look at things, because I don't remember going when I was younger. I honestly don't remember. I don't think my parents ever took us to Disneyland when we were kids. So probably my first time there was probably the high school grad night. But I'm not 100%
Disneyland.
Sure.
Disneyland.
Yeah. But for favorite memories, so one for each kid. I just remember for Ava, we were lucky enough to take her right before she passed, without knowing, of course, you know, cause it was unexpected. So we're like, oh gosh, we were so happy that we got to take her and she got to see Disneyland. You know, we took her to, you know, Ariel's Grotto and then meeting all the princesses and all that stuff, Minnie Mouse and that. So it was nice to see her, even though she was sick at the time. You could tell she still, you know, had a good time. I just remember playing with her at the hotel and just making her laugh and that. So it's a good memory to have, and just so fortunate to be able to take her before she left. So that's a good memory. And it's so crazy. It was a month. We went a month right before she passed away. So we went January 2008 and she passed February 2008. So, so very, very lucky for that trip. And for Noah's memory, I remember taking him when he was around two. So it's freaking 20 years ago. But he's, I can't believe that 20 years ago. I just remember him like super excited and all wanting to take pictures with all of the characters, going up to them himself, like without us like forcing him to take pictures with the characters. So he was really excited. He had, you know, kids have their autograph books and,
nice.
So just to see that him like really enjoy the place and having fun. So as a parent, that's I mean, what you want to see, that's what Disneyland is for, you know, to bring joy.
For sure. You know, what's funny is when you're explaining that, I know he was only 2 years old, but I'm still picturing grown ass Noah walking up.
Autograph book. He probably do that too still. He do that still.
That's funny. That's cute. For me, one of my favorite memories, I think I've talked about it before, but it's before me and Lisa were even dating. We went as friends. And then we rode the Matterhorn together. And I was like, this is before the Matterhorn had seatbelts, and it was just like gravity that you would rely on.
Sitting in gravity.
Yeah. Yep. And I was like, oh, maybe I should put my hands around you for safety. And
she's like, okay.
That was my move.
I can't believe that worked.
Dude, it hella worked. And literally, after that trip, we got back home. I think like a day or two after we got back from Disneyland, I told her, I was like, hey, I think I like you, right? And she
was like, I think I like you too, but I have a boyfriend, whatever.
Oh my gosh. I forgot that part of the story.
Yeah. So that's how it started. Another fun memory is when we were pregnant, or when Lisa was pregnant, we actually went with our sonogram and we just took pictures with all the different like Disney characters as kind of like our baby announcement. We would hold the sonogram in front of like the characters. And then what we were planning to do was when Ben was born was to go back and take the same pictures, but holding Ben. But now we can't do that until it's safe. We took him to Downtown Disney when it was open, and he's a baby, so he didn't really. It was fun. But yeah, a lot of fun memories at Disneyland. How about your favorite rides? I know, Dave, you talked about your favorite memory and your mom's least favorite ride. What was your favorite ride, though?
Oh gosh, see, I haven't even been to Galaxy's Edge yet, so I feel like my favorite ride is there.
Yes,
I just haven't wrote it yet. Sounds like a Michael Bublé song. Sorry.
Just haven't wrote it yet.
Just haven't wrote it yet. Wait.
Whoa.
That's what she said.
I'm sorry. Late reaction. What is my favorite ride? That's a good question. I mean, I don't know. I mean, like, there's Haunted Mansion. Yeah, definitely.
Ooh.
I mean, especially like during Halloween. I've only ridden it once during Halloween too, but I really enjoyed it. But I don't. Would you guys consider the Captain EO thing? Or I mean, it's not a ride.
Yeah. No, it was like 4D, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was. I mean, how about we say your favorite attraction?
Yeah.
Okay. That's
kind of what they call them.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah. Captain EO. Because I mean.
Like, yeah, that was pretty cool.
And the graphics and.
Mm-hmm. And Michael.
It's Michael Jackson. Yeah. Exactly. I don't know, but yeah, I guess Haunted Mansion or Captain EO, whichever one you want to consider a ride.
They're both rides. Favorite attraction. There you go.
Yeah.
How about you, Jay?
My favorite ride is Auntie's least favorite ride. Space Mountain is one of those, like, I have to do this if I'm here, no matter what kind of things.
Yeah.
And then I guess a close second, one of the only reasons it's not my all-time favorite ride is they changed it now, but Tower of Terror. That's pretty close to my favorite ride. The only reason I'm not going to say it's my favorite ride is because my wife won't ride it.
No. It messes with your stomach.
She's ridden like it that, right? Literally yeah. twice. Once as Tower of Terror, once as
Guardians.
As Guardians. Since we've been together, and that's it. It's not happening again.
I'm glad you convinced me to ride that one, though, Jay, because I remember when we went for a Fanatics thing, like I was isn't it just the same thing as Tower of Terror?
It's different.
Yeah, it was super fun.
I actually prefer it as Tower of Terror.
Yeah, you know, I never got to ride Tower of Terror.
Oh, no.
It's not because I was scared or anything. It's just that whenever I would go, the people I was with were like, oh, I don't want to wait in line for that, or I don't want to ride. I'm like, oh, crap. And then I wrote Guardians.
There's still a chance.
There is.
If you go to Florida. Florida. Exists.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Disney World has it.
Yeah. What was the difference? Is it just one drop on Tower of Terror? Because I know Guardians, you go up and down, up and down. I'm like, oh, this
Yeah, sucks. So basically Tower of Terror has like less drops, but they're like deeper.
Yeah,
I think it only drops like twice, but they're like almost full drops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's what I didn't like about Guardians is I kept going up and down and up.
Yeah, when you start to get queasy.
That's what I like about it. I was telling Jay after we got off the ride, I was like, I felt like the Hulk was just like throwing me up into the air. And just
you know what's funny is that for me, my favorite ride used to be Space Mountain. And then I think I'm like auntie now, dude. Like I remember riding it before the pandemic, like right before the pandemic we went. And then I rode it and I was like, afterwards I was like, I feel sick. Like I'm getting old. Like I don't feel good right anymore. but definitely Galaxy's Edge, Rise of the Resistance is up there. One of like the best rides, I think. In the park.
Someday we'll know, Dave. Someday we'll know.
Someday. Av 2, right?
Yeah, I haven't done Rise of the Resistance yet. Yeah. I've done Smuggler's Run though.
And then just for nostalgia's sake, I really do love Indiana Jones. It's just fun.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, that was gonna be mine. Yeah,
because like in the beginning, like I always do this thing where like it doesn't matter if I'm with strangers or I'm with friends. I always just start singing dun 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 while I'm in the car. And Lisa's like, "Oh my god!"
It's just really fun, fun theatrical ride.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Jorge, I stole yours.
No, that's okay. I have the same as you. Like current favorite ride has to be Rise of the Resistance, but for all time nostalgia sake, same thing, Indiana Jones.
For sure.
Actually. That's one ride I can remember. I don't know how I got lucky enough to do this, but I was able to ride it almost every visit I've gone to Disneyland. I've always ridden Indiana Jones. But the reason why I say lucky is because that ride is always broken down these days.
Yeah. Oh,
really? I've gotten stuck on that ride 3 times.
What?
Twice. Yeah. Two of the times were on the same trip and the same day.
Well, let's ride it again. Try our luck. Stuck again. Dang.
Yeah. And the one time was like right when the boulder was coming at you.
Oh gosh.
Right below did they turn on the lights?
Yeah, they turned on the lights. I just see like the boulder spinning and I'm like, oh man.
Yeah. Because I got stuck on that part too. And it's so depressing when they turn on the lights.
And then you have to walk off the thing. How about you, F? Abraham Lincoln.
The Abraham, the log ride. Is that the Abraham Lincoln?
The Penny Theater.
The President. Is it the President Hall of Presidents?
Yeah.
Did I get to see my old friends again?
Ew.
Wow. No. Mark Smuggler's Twain. Run. Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run is my favorite right now.
Did you ever get to ride Rise of the Resistance?
I didn't do Rise of the Resistance.
Oh, that will definitely be your favorite.
Yeah. Yeah, but just the whole like you're inside the Millennium Falcon, right? It's just just be there, like damn man, this is super cool. It looks just like how it would look, or it feels how.
You're talking about before the actual ride, right?
Yeah, before the actual ride. Yeah,
yeah.
So when you're in the main cabin or whatever,
and just like walking around. Yeah, the only thing about that ride I don't like is that it kind of depends on who you're with. Like if you're with people that aren't doing their job properly, it just sucks. Because, like, each person, there's like 6 people on the ride, right? And then each person is like, there's like a pilot or like a gunner or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then, like, if one person's not doing it right, then, like, it kind of messes the ride up for everyone. So you got to make
sure. Does it have an effect on the ride?
A little, yeah. It does.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. It's you have to make sure you're paying attention, yeah.
So you got to make sure you're there with some dope, like, people who know what they're doing. Like, if you're in there with, like, a six-year-old kid who's just, like, effing around, you're like, oh, god damn it.
It's like, fly left, fly left. Yeah. It's all smashing into the wall.
It's super fun. Like, I can't wait to check out Rise of the Resistance. So, but yeah, Millennium Falcon. And also, you know, for the older rides, Haunted Mansion. And you know what I really dig? I really dig the Peter Pan ride.
Yo, that's a good,
It's so cool when you're flying over the city and you're like, yeah, man, that's pretty neat.
That's the ride that has the longest line because there's no fast pass for the longest
time. Yeah. They finally put a fast pass on that.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Nice.
Because for the longest time, though, never did. And I was like, why is there so many people here?
That's so funny. Another
line's deceiving too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Another fun ride is in California Adventure. I really like Toy Story Mania. It's just fun.
Oh yeah. That's just
super interactive. Fun. You know, I've never gotten the best score in the cart though. Mm-hmm. There's always someone sitting behind me who's like killing it. I'm like, fuck this guy.
Did you say it was California Adventures? Did you say it was in? Is that in California Adventure?
Yeah,
not Buzz Lightyear.
Oh, that's a different one. Yeah,
Toy Story Mania is the it's like a 3D one.
Oh, okay.
I just remember either one of those rides. I always, you know, at the end, they always show like, oh, high scores of the day. And I'd be like, all y'all are cheaters. These are straight cheaters.
Dude, I don't know how people get those crazy high scores.
Dude, there's like websites where like you like, oh, this is the one you're supposed to hit. And like people study this and like, it's crazy. Anyway, moving on. Another great staple with Disneyland is their food. Churros, turkey legs, chimichangas, popcorn. What's some of your guys' favorite food to eat at Disneyland?
Oh, you didn't say any of the food I was thinking of.
Ooh, maybe you can tell us that.
Yeah.
One of the things that is like a must have for me, but it's getting harder to find now, is there's a white chocolate raspberry cookie.
Oh,
they used to be like all over the park, and then eventually it was only on Main Street and outside of Downtown Disney. Now it's like only at Downtown Disney, and damn. I'm scared I'm gonna go back and it's just gonna be gone.
Mm.
But that tasty is so good. Jalapeno cheese pretzel.
Ooh.
Everyone always gets the Mickey shaped one. Nah, overrated, bro. Oh, jalapeno cheese. Hey. That's the real one. Yeah.
Don't taste like Mickey.
I sure hope not.
Yeah, Jay took me to get my first pretzel or jalapeno cheese pretzel. But good? We didn't try that other one.
No, we couldn't find the cookie. Yeah, we couldn't find it. And then the last thing that pops in my head that is super duper good is the Monte Cristo.
There it is.
From Nolens.
I tried it.
That's good. Monte Cristo.
Oh my gosh.
For me, some of my favorite sweets. Have you tried the gray stuff? It's delicious.
Don't believe me?
Ask the dishes. No, but the gray stuff is really good. I'm like, oh gosh. Like at first,
we tried it because of you.
Yeah.
I think we went with you and you ordered your, and we're like, oh, you're right. It is. It is delicious.
What is the gray stuff?
It's like a mousse, like a cookies and cream flavored mousse.
Yeah.
On top of like a shortbread cookie with like raspberry filling inside.
That does sound good.
Yeah, but it's really good. At first I tried, I was like, is this just like frosting? And then you eat it, it's like nice and light and fluffy, and it's just delicious. Another thing that a sleeper that a lot of people don't know about is the churro toffee.
Yes.
It's super good.
I remember when Juan first gassed this up. He gassed this up so strong. And I didn't believe him. And then I got some and I was like, okay, yeah, it's good.
Right?
Dude, I heck remember trying it for the first time with water.
Where are these items at?
You can get them at the churro toffee. You can get any bakery or any sweet place that sells sweets, like the candy apples and all that. The gray stuff you can only get inside the park at Gaston's Tavern.
It's not. I remember it was a limited thing for a while. Is it like a
I think standard it's a, thing a, now? It's a staple now. Okay. It's been there every time I've gone.
Nice.
And then the churro toffee, again, you can get anywhere. I remember for one Christmas, I made all the guys here homemade churro toffee. But like little
flavors. Extremely good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Chef's kiss. That was amazing. Yeah.
For non-sweets, so non-Dave. Oh wait, I have a couple more sweets actually. There's two more. One is the strawberry shortcake, I don't know what you call it, but it's like marshmallow tail or like whatever.
Ooh. Oh yeah. Little tiger tails, yeah. Whatever they call them.
But it's strawberry shortcake flavor. It tastes like a strawberry shortcake ice cream bar.
Oh, but like with marshmallows,
and it's just delicious. But I think they only have that during like Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And then another one is a fluffer nutter churro. It's basically,
I need to try all
if anyone stuff. Knows what a fluffer nutter is, right, it sounds funny, but it's a fluffer nutter is normally just fluffer a peanut nutter. Butter and marshmallow fluff sandwich. Oh,
yeah.
But they so it's a churro with peanut butter, marshmallow fluff, and a little bit of chocolate chips on it. Chef's kiss. The best churro I've had ever.
Dang. Dude, right, Av? Like, I feel like Dave. Me and you have been missing out.
Go there to eat.
Well, not gonna lie, that's like usually my reason for Disneyland.
That's it, yes.
Even, it's the food.
60% of the reason I go is for the food. And they have like, if you go to California Adventure, they have like those food festivals and stuff now too.
I was gonna say that I think prior, like when all of us were younger, they didn't really focus on these specialty food items, limited edition food items. I don't think. But now, man, I'm glad that they really appeal to the foodies and try to come up with creative stuff seasonally.
And then just going back to the non-sweet food, so the non-Dave food, shrimp and grits from New Orleans, or you could also get it at Ralph's Gas Kitchen. Oh, the Monte Cristo, of course, and then the jambalaya. Basically anything jambalaya. From New Orleans Square is
slap.
Chef's kiss. Yeah. You get a
beignets. Yeah. Yeah.
Beignets, the chowder bowl. Yeah.
Gosh, man, I haven't tried any
I'm
of
getting
this.
Hungry, man.
I got a question for you guys. Beignets in the park or out of the park? Better? Same?
I've only tried them in the park.
It's the same to me. Well,
yeah,
it depends. So if you get beignets at outside of the park in downtown Disney where it's just like they're already pre-made, nah. I like them
if
fresh.
If you catch the one outside the park when they just make them, then it's pretty even.
Yeah.
Okay.
They got to be fresh.
But you got a higher chance of the fresh ones from inside of the park? Is that the case?
Yeah.
And then the inside of the park is cool because sometimes they have like random seasonal joints.
Yeah.
The bings and stuff. Yeah. Or if you can't go inside of the park, if you actually go to Ralph Brennan's Jazz Kitchen, which is the restaurant, they make them fresh there too because it's a restaurant.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Not the little side thing.
Yeah. All right, Ev, here's the resident sweet tooth. Do you remember any foods that you ate back then?
You guys named it all. You guys named it all. But the go-to, and I mean, no one mentioned Dole Whip.
I was going to say Dole Whip. No one mentioned Dole Whip.
True.
Super sweet. So, but it's something that you have to have there, right? You have to.
Yeah. And they have new flavors now, too.
Oh, what?
New flavors?
Last time I went, they had like a raspberry and orange. The orange Dole Whip was delicious.
Oh, I want to try orange.
You know what? I do remember that.
Yeah. It's in the new part of the park.
The new section.
Yeah, where they sell like, it's quote-unquote Filipino food, but it's not.
Yeah, they got rid of Aladdin's little kick it spot. Yeah.
Wait, what? They have Filipino food in Disneyland?
Well, they call it lumpia, but it's just an egg roll.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's not lumpia. It's not lumpia.
Yeah.
I get it. I just buy whatever. Whatever.
You get the pickle, the big old pickle?
Oh, no, I don't do the pickle.
Gross.
I don't do the pickle.
You know what is super plain, but is so satisfying to me, is the premium bars.
What's a premium bar?
It's just the Mickey Mouse shape. Just the ice cream bar that looks like Mickey Mouse and it's covered in chocolate. It's just vanilla. Something about it, tastes so delicious. Maybe because it's super hot when you're there, and it's just super refreshing.
Does it come with almonds, too?
No. It's just plain chocolate. And
that would ruin it.
I mean, that would still be good.
Speaking of ice cream, I actually like going to Main Street, and I think it's for the idea of it more than the actual quality of the ice cream, but I like to get a scoop of ice cream at night and walk around Main Street eating ice cream.
Isn't it
Clarabelle's?
Yeah, Clarabelle's.
Oh, Clarabelle's.
Is it Haagen-Dazs ice cream though? What's the ice cream that they?
It's Haagen-Dazs ice cream, but they call it the place is called Clarabelle's.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you go to California Adventure, they have another ice cream spot there that has like more stuff that you can get in like different flavors and different like souvenir cups you can put it in.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to go, Dave. Just a food tour, dude. A food visit.
Yeah.
Dude, I was going to say my favorite thing to eat at Disneyland was popcorn. I'm just kidding.
Hey, their popcorn's actually really good.
And they got all the fancy containers.
Yeah, all the containers.
I think it's just because like whenever I go to Disneyland, it always just seems like we're just trying to like knock out all the rides because I'm a rides person too.
Yeah.
So I don't really eat when I'm there.
I think that's one, going back, really going back to that favorite memory thing. One of the best parts about that was that it spanned the week.
Yeah.
So it was like, okay, I don't got to rush through everything.
Yeah.
A few times I've gone to Disneyland where you don't have to rush is just a million times better.
Yeah. I think that's the one thing, because I was an annual pass holder. That was the one thing that made it worth it, was that when you go, you don't feel rushed. You're like, oh, we'll just come back and do what we didn't do today, tomorrow, or whatever.
You can go back and nap and not feel bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've done that. I've left at 3 o'clock, took a nap, and then came back for fireworks. That's, you know. And then, Dave, you talked about it earlier, about Yoda and your favorite collectible.
Oh, yes.
What are some of your favorite collectibles that you've gotten from Disneyland?
I mean, I have a Captain EO poster. I do regret not picking up the bass player, you know, the little furry thing that like flies up in front of you like towards the end of it.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, he plays the bass. I regret not picking that up back then. But yeah, Yoda, I picked up that backpack. I wasn't really expecting to buy anything that trip because it was like a 24-hour trip that I wanted to go do some like visual research for something, a design project that I was trying to do for college. And I was like, hey, guys, this is like to my friend John John and Diana. Like, I was like, hey, you guys want to go to Disneyland with me for one day? So, yeah, we did that. And I don't know. We got out of the what was the Star Wars ride? Star Tours at the time. Got out of that ride, exited through the gift shop. And I was like, dang, that's a cool backpack. Like, I need to get it. And like, I bought it. I used my credit card, even though I was like a broke college student and stuff. But yeah, that's my favorite collectible because of his derpy eyes. And I feel like it's different from the ones that they still have now because like the materials, like I feel more sturdy, like the details on it was better than what they have now. Like it just looks mass produced now, I guess.
Yeah. Yours actually looks
the last
like the
time.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, yours actually looks like a Jim Henson Muppet. Like, legit.
Yeah, the last time me and Dave were at Disneyland, we walked by like a shop selling it, and we were like, oh, let's compare them. And it just, it's not the same.
Night and day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if it counts in a way, but and technically it's not even mine. I kind of inherited one, but I used to be an annual pass holder too. And before, when you sign up for an annual pass, they send you an AP magnet.
Yeah.
To, you know, put on your car or whatever. And me and Monica both got APs, and I never got a magnet.
Oh, no.
Ever.
Oh, what?
I contacted customer service, and they're like, oh, yeah, we'll look into it. Nothing. Never happened.
Oh.
Monica got one, though. And then, we got married, and I was like, cool, now we have to share this magnet.
I think I
have an AP magnet.
I think I have an extra one, if you want
it. Oh, snap. That's cool. We just wanted one for the fridge, and now we got it, so we're okay.
Because we had four.
Oh, what?
Because me and Lisa both got one. And we've
done
the annual pass twice. So
it was
four.
Okay.
But the funny thing is we only have three now because we put one on the back of my car. And then I forgot it was on the back of my car when I got a car wash.
Oh, no.
So it came off.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It came off in the wash?
In the car wash, yeah.
Those brushes.
Wow.
Well, I didn't notice till I got home. I was like, hey, where's
that?
Oh, crap.
Did you not try to go back and...
I mean,
check if it was inside.
It was probably gone. I'm not going to go inside the car wash for a magnet.
I would have.
If I have three others already still at home.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. I was like, but it's cool.
Yeah, that's one that stands out.
Nice.
It's not even mine.
It was hers
in
is
a
yours,
way.
Right?
Yeah.
I remember for me, when I was a kid, I don't even know what you call them, but like... it was like a little hook thing, right? A little handle with a, it looks like a hook. It was like one prong, but it went like this, like a U shape. And then you put like a little wheel on it, right? And you like flip it and it keeps going up and down.
It just keeps going back and forth.
Yeah, back and forth. And like lights up, right? And it would make like a whizzing noise and light up. And I remember when I was a kid, I don't have it anymore. I don't know where it is. When I was a kid, I would just play with that back and forth like over and over again, and my dad would get so pissed, like, God, put that shit away.
I like the noise it made.
Yeah, because it'd be like, if anyone knows what that thing is called, let me know.
That's what it's called.
That was definitely one of my favorite collectibles back then. And then, of course, they have all the park exclusive pops that I'm pretty sure all of us have. Like the Splash Mountain one's pretty cool. The Walt Disney one is cool.
I think the pins that I've gotten.
Yes.
Like you guys hooked me up with one from Valentine's Day. I got a lot of Halloween ones, which are, I love the Halloween Disneyland pins. They're always so good. So I have a bunch of those. And I think every trip I go, I'm going to try to do that throughout the rest of my life, is try to get pins every time.
Yeah, I like the AP exclusive pins. Something about it just being AP exclusive just makes it seem cooler.
Yeah. they're actually pretty nice, too.
What kind of pins do you guys get? Like for the AP stuff?
Oh, it's just, it says like annual pass exclusive and like it's like a different pin.
It'll be a different graphic.
My favorite AP pin is just a giant red circle that says AP.
It's like the Supreme.
Yeah.
Nice. Cool. And then, Ab, you said yours was a rock, right?
Mine was a rock that I found when we were building Disneyland.
I was going to say, was it the first rock that you laid for Disneyland?
First brick. Nobody gave it to me. Honorary. I don't it's funny, I don't buy much when I'm there as far as like collectibles. Because I'm not even, you know, I like Disneyland, but I'm not like a
fanatic,
quote unquote, like fanatic or Disneyland collector, or so it's not, there's nothing that really like catches my eye or whatever. But the only thing that I could that I still have, actually, it's a Disneyland thing, and it's, of course, it has to do with Ava. It's just a keychain with, you know, they have those generic girl on the keychain with their name on it.
It's one of those things.
Yeah. So it has Ava's name on it. So
I have a personal vendetta against those. Do you? Because my name is just never ever gonna be true,
dude. My name's never on there. Screw that.
But no, that's cool, though.
There's always a George, but never a Jorge.
Dude, there's always a John, but never a Juan.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I've never seen Juan. It's always John. You know what I do see all the time is Dave.
Dave.
Yes.
Dave's got a wall of these that we don't know about. Yeah. He's
like... There's a wall of Daves and a wall of Davids.
Through the years, Dave keychains from Disneyland.
Although, actually, well, now that you bring that up, I mean, yeah, I'd see a lot of Davids, but not Dave, because I don't know, for those that don't know,
it's supposed to be shorthand.
My actual name is Dave,
not
David.
Yeah.
But I do. I would see Dave, though.
All right, so moving on. Disney is basically taking over the world. They've bought Marvel, Star Wars, Fox. They've gotten stuff from Sony recently. With that in mind, are there any properties that you'd like to see added to the Disney park that aren't there already? So it could be a Disney property, but that just isn't in the park, or something Disney recently acquired, like The Simpsons or something. But is there anything out there that you would like to see added to the park?
I will say, I know that they're opening Avengers Campus, but based off the area that they built it in, I kind of wish it was like its own park. Same thing with Galaxy's Edge. I feel like they're nice as is, but man, if they had the space to really expand those, can you imagine how many different things they could create? Rides, attractions, how themed it could be. I think that would have been really cool.
Yeah,
to have it just bigger.
I'm hot and cold on that idea because yeah, it'd be dope to have all that, but at the same time, that's an extra ticket that you'd have to buy.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
It's like five park hoppers for one day.
Yeah,
so you're almost Disney World. Right? Yeah, you're almost at Disney World levels.
Yeah,
I know. For me, it's not a Disney property, but I would love to see Power Rangers added to the Disney park. Just because, can you imagine a ride where like you're in a Megazord?
Disney owned them for a little bit.
Or, like taking, they did ABC.
They owned Power Rangers for a little bit, and then sold it back to Saban. Yeah,
and then Saban sold it to Hasbro.
Hey.
Yeah.
Why?
But can you imagine like taking pictures with all the Power Rangers? You know, going into like walking into the what's it called? The power chamber? Was it power chamber?
Power dome.
No, I forgot what it's called. Oh, people are gonna get on us. But seeing Zordon in real life, like that would be dope.
Ooh.
And the command center?
Alpha. The command center, yes, the command center.
And then they could make Zordon like how they have like Mr. Potato Head at Toy Story Mania, where he actually talks to you.
That would
he actually recognizes you and stuff.
And they're like an animatronic Alpha.
Rangers.
And then Jorge could just voice all of it.
That'd be mine. How about y'all?
That's a good one. I like it.
Mine is just kind of bitter because we didn't get it and Disney World is going to get it. But the Tron roller coaster.
There's a Tron roller coaster?
Yeah. So there's a Tron roller coaster in I think in Shanghai.
Right.
And then they announced that they were going to put it on the stateside parks, but they decided to put it at Disney World, not at Disney. Because
they got the space.
Yeah, they got all that space.
They have the space.
But yeah, that'd be kind of cool to have at Disneyland because, you know, we're closer. But I think it'd be a pretty ill ride because Tron's such a cool theme for something like that.
Yeah.
It'd be like Space Mountain, but you can see stuff.
Oh, and then Dave will bring his mom onto it.
I'm my mom.
She will fall for that one. She's like, no, I can see this one.
No. How about you, Dave?
I would want a Kingdom Hearts like park.
Ooh, that'd be dope.
Like,
yeah.
For those not familiar with Kingdom Hearts, it's a Square Enix game and mashed up with like Final Fantasy and Disneyland. Or Disney. I just feel like the different Disney characters and worlds that they feature would be so cool. And then one of the rides would be a gummy ship.
Ooh. Yeah. That you could customize yourself.
I was going to say, can you imagine the gift shop for that? Make your own gummy ships?
Gosh, that'd be so cool.
I don't know. I know people don't like... Some people don't like the gummy ship building feature, but I always enjoy that. Mm. sorry, Jay.
I would just build the most basic one. I just need to get there.
Yeah, it's basically just a box. Just
what else would there? I mean, like, and then the fireworks show at the end of the night would play all the like cool Kingdom Hearts music because they had such good music. Yeah, so that's mine, Kingdom Hearts.
That'd be dope. And then you could buy a Keyblade.
Yeah, ooh, or you could make your own Keyblade.
Oh, that'd be dope.
Ah. Come on, Disney.
How about you, F?
I don't know. Maybe throw in X-Men in there, get their license back. Like an X-Men land.
You're wearing an X-Men hoodie. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I know. That's why I saw that. And that's what kind of sparked my answer. Yeah, just have an X-Men land and play the theme song from the show.
You mean the Whitney Houston?
No, with the Whitney Houston theme song.
Whitney Houston?
I'm your baby tonight.
Like, wait, what?
Every time I hear the theme song, it reminds me of that song. That's why.
Me and Juan thought the same thing. I was like, wait, what? That's for real, Whitney Houston?
Next time you listen to it or you hear it. Put Whitney Houston back there.
What else is a property? A dedicated Halloween area.
Ooh.
Actually, that would be really cool.
Year-round
like
Halloween.
Like
a Nightmare Before Christmas year-round thing.
Yeah. A year-round like Halloween land? Oh my gosh. I would love that. That's great. That's
I'm gonna use that one, Jay.
Yes. That's my all answer. The Disney characters dressed up in like Halloween.
Oh my gosh, I would love that. And then in that Halloween, so cool. That area becomes something not Halloween.
It like they swap
past the swap.
It's like something hella random, like 4th of July. Yeah.
it's like President's Day.
I actually imagine they would go harder. You know what I mean? Like around Halloween time, that's when they
just gets actual ghosts there.
No, if you go with Dave's Kingdom Hearts idea, Halloween Land is a land.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey. Oh.
Halloween Town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. So we've been talking about Disneyland a lot. Have y'all, any of y'all been to Disney World or any of the other Disney properties? Shanghai, Tokyo Disney?
I have not.
Man. I wish.
Not I. Okay, so skip that.
Well, that's going to cut this question short.
I've been to Magical Kingdom in the Philippines, but that's not Disney. It's all, I'm just kidding. That's all like generic.
Just has the same name.
I went to Disney World when I was a bit like 1 or 2 years old, so I don't even remember it. But other than that, I actually went to Aulani in Hawaii.
Oh, okay.
Even though it's not a theme park, it feels like it's a water park, basically, because there's hella different slides. There's a lazy river. There's different pools you can go to. It feels like its own like water park, which is pretty cool. And the food there is really good. They have shaved ice that's shaped like Mickey Mouse.
Of course.
Yeah. The only thing that sucks is we went for our honeymoon, and then we're like, oh, this is cool, but it's not that romantic because there's kids running around everywhere.
Oh, right.
But it's definitely fun. If you have kids, I would definitely recommend going. And on that, since I'm talking about Aulani, have any of you been to any of the Disney hotels or stayed at any of the Disney hotels?
I have, actually.
Yeah.
Me too.
I've stayed at, I don't remember which hotel it was, but it's one of the hotels that's connected to the pool that has all the Peter Pan themed stuff.
Oh, that's a Disneyland hotel. Disneyland Resort.
Yeah, the original.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. I've stayed there. It's actually really cool to stay there. Everything in the room is themed. Mm-hmm. The wallpapers, like the different characters, like Goofy, Donald, Minnie, Mickey. It was really fun trip staying there.
Nice. I stayed at Paradise Pier because it was the cheapest. There's a reason why it's the cheapest.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's not fun.
It was okay. It just felt like I was staying like at a Marriott or like a.
It's just kind of wild because it's kind of like not connected
to
like
anything.
It's
down
the block, and it's like, oh
yeah, then their pool's kind of like sad just on it.
You would think, you know, being a pier and thing, it'd be like on theme, and now
I'm like, this is the pool. Paradise Pier, like whack. That was, but then like, especially if you compare it to like staying at Aulani was dope, like the hotel we were staying in, because we told them we were on our honeymoon and they gave us like a free upgrade. So pro tip, even if you're not on your honeymoon, just tell them you're on your honeymoon.
Tell them anyway.
Give you an upgrade.
Even if like, if I'm by myself.
Yeah. Just tell your wife's like coming later or something. I don't know.
She's on a business trip. Yeah. She's on her way.
That's cool. Right when you get there, they like offer you flavored water and like they lay you. Ooh. So they get like puka shells, and then like Lisa got like the flowers, and then their spa. Oh my gosh. Even if you don't stay at Aulani, the hotel, just go a day for the spa. And like, they have like these showers that come in like different pressures. And it just feels amazing. And then they have these tide pools with like the Epsom salts in it. And you just start floating. Just go. It's dope.
Yeah. I stayed at the pier too. Just like Juan said, it's not. but we stayed at the Disneyland hotel when I was like super small.
Yeah,
my parents like and my whole family, we stayed there. And then like a later trip after like a recent renovation happened, we went there again and took like my nieces. And that hotel has stood the test of time. Like
Paradise,
they do it right. Standard Disneyland hotel. Yeah,
for sure.
They make sure that thing survives any kind of change in theme and everything.
Yeah. The one thing that is cool about staying at any of the hotels is that you can if you can get it, you can probably request a hotel that's facing like either Fantasmic or World of Color. and you can watch it from your hotel room. And there's a channel that plays the music.
I was gonna say, do you remember? Did you try to do that at Paradise Pier?
Dude, the channel was like not connecting.
And we tried to do that too, and then I was like, "Oh, cool! I'm gonna look out the window." And I was like, "Oh, it's all the way over there. Never mind."
You know where that would be dope is if you stayed at Grand Californian, I bet.
Yeah.
Right there.
That, man, it's so different. Like, if you really want to, like, you could really tell if you just walk into the lobbies of all three hotels.
The difference.
Like, you walk into a Disneyland hotel and you're like, oh, this is a nice hotel.
Yeah.
You walk into a Paradise Pier and you're like, all right. And then you walk into Grand Californian and you're just like,
oh,
wow, this is legitimate.
Yeah. I definitely want to stay at the Grand Californian one time.
Me too.
Yeah, same here. Yeah. So do I.
Plus I heard you get early access to the park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You get an hour earlier, right?
To Disney. Yeah. Get that magic hour to California.
I know this probably wouldn't have been a smart thing to do, but I heard that prices were really cheap when COVID started or when the pandemic started. Was that true?
Wouldn't be surprised.
It might have dropped for a bit. It
stayed open.
Yeah, but they closed pretty fast.
Okay.
Because the hotels closed before the park, I think.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I can see. Never mind.
I've only stayed at the Clarion.
Not a bad hotel.
The Clarion's a good hotel.
Not a bad hotel.
And that's, that wasn't staple. Meaning, that wasn't for going to Disneyland. That was for going to the cons with you guys. But I mean, it was close to Disneyland.
It is. It's right there.
It's walking distance from Anaheim Convention Center.
Yeah.
So going back to Disneyland, there's definitely some a bunch of news coming out about Disneyland. Again, I talked about it. They're reopening back on April 30th. I think the way they're doing it, though, is they're only allowing it to California residents at first. And then you have to show proof of vaccination or negative COVID test either to get in. So that's pretty cool. I feel like now is the time to go if you can, because I feel like it'll be less people and it'll actually be pretty safe. Another thing is they're opening Avengers Campus in June. That's what's opening in June, Avengers Campus.
Ah, gotcha.
So if you want to go now, you can go, but Avengers Campus won't be open. Have you ever seen like the animatronic Spider-Man or like the robots that they're doing? It's like it swings and it jumps.
I haven't seen anything.
No, I haven't. Cool.
And then other thing is pretty big news is they're opening up a third park.
Man.
Wait, what?
Yeah, so there's California Adventure, there's Disneyland, and there's going to be a third park where, so if you know where Downtown Disney is, right, you walk down Downtown Disney, and then by the time you get towards the middle, you see Disneyland and then California on one side, right? On the other side is where, like, there's a parking lot, right?
Right.
That's going to be where the third park is.
Okay. Wow. So it's going to be pretty.
That makes sense. All the openings are right there. Yeah. One, two, three.
What's going to be in the third park?
That's the thing. They haven't announced it yet. So
I think it'd be cool if they had a Disney Villains like area too.
Yeah.
Because they haven't really.
Maybe it'll be Kingdom Hearts.
Rumor. Don't tease me, Jay.
There's some thing that it might be a water park.
Oh.
But I'm like, after COVID? Like, is that.
It's true.
I just hope it's not not with animals.
I think that'll be hard. Even like Six Flags gets trouble for that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of those animals aren't supposed to be here. So
Water park sounds pretty cool though, because I mean, there's a lot of like Little Mermaid theme, Moana.
Yeah.
Finding Nemo. Yeah.
I'm sure they splashed water in Raya. I haven't seen it yet. I don't know.
That's a good movie.
Oh, I got a random Disneyland thing. How do you guys feel, like, you know, Disneyland, their whole thing is this perfect place, right? It's where all your dreams come true kind of thing. And you know, with that kind of carries this whole super, you know, it's super clean, it's super nice and neat, and everything is orderly and everything like that. They've recently, I don't know how recent it was, but I guess cast members are now allowed to show their tattoos if they want to.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't have to have a like standardized hair kind of thing.
That's cool.
Whereas that used to be the thing, is, you know, it had to be styled or cut a certain way. And if you had tattoos, you had to kind of like cover them or bandage them or do something to kind of conceal them, because it kind of removes from the immersion for some people.
I feel like it's okay because, I don't know. It's kind of hard to look at it from an adult perspective.
That's the thing.
For kids, I could see, like, that's not Cinderella. Or you, like, you know.
Oh, yeah. Is it for the characters too?
I don't think it's for the characters. I think it's just for the general cast members.
Gotcha.
So your general cast members, like your food service.
Jasmine tatted up. Like,
it's like, yo, when did Aladdin get that sleeve?
I feel like what's tricky about that is ensuring that if they allow tattoos to be shown, how do you ensure that the tattoos that people have are appropriate for all ages and people?
So that's the thing that gets kind of weird, because how do you, are tattoos appropriate at all?
As somebody who has almost two sleeves, I would say cover them up.
Okay, interesting. I'm just curious, because that was one thing that I saw recently about Disneyland. I don't know when or what happened, but
I think apparently. I'd be okay with it, as long as, one, you know, they're still maintaining good hygiene and not like coming in hella stanky or whatever, or like they're like doubled. And two, that they still keep like that Disney persona and, you know, that attitude. I just don't want it to turning into like a Six Flags where it's a bunch of teenage kids who are like,
yeah. And I think that's where a lot of people are kind of like on the fence about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it toes a fine line on that whole inclusion thing of, you know, like, you know, where I said, are your tattoos appropriate to be shown, kind of thing.
But it's still,
I just thought it was interesting.
I feel like they're still going to like vet everyone's tattoos before you can like,
probably
send us a picture of all your tattoos.
Yeah.
Well, look at a place like the Apple Store, right? They allow that, like, to, you know, your freedom to, you know, you can, if you have tattoos, you could show it, like, for you to express your personality. You can have your hair however you want, piercings and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And I guess it works out, right? You don't go to the Apple Store and feel like no one's acting appropriately. Like, everyone's still acting professional, and it's not like that prohibits them from doing it. But I don't know, because I feel like it's a different target market, right? For kids, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with tattoos. I have tattoos. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with tattoos. But, you know, maybe give a little bit more time before they're seeing, like, a full entire group of folks with tattoos. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's like what Dave said. From an adult perspective, I can, you know, I'm like, yeah, it's fine. Whatever.
Well, maybe.
But then it's like, yeah.
Maybe you can put the people who have tattoos in like an Adventureland or Frontierland or even Galaxy's Edge, where it kind of fits.
True.
Don't put them in town, you know. Or
just for clarification, too, like when I mentioned my answer, I didn't realize the workers at Disneyland were called cast members.
Oh
the actual people that
that happened.
Man, we got Cinderella over here with two Japanese sleeves. It's like whoa, Aladdin, Cinderella?
Aladdin with pierced nipples and something.
You bad.
You got Ariel with dreads.
Well, not that those are bad.
No.
I think if they do go through with that, Disney is going to step in if they see something inappropriate. They're like, dude, you can't do that. I know we have this open policy, but you just can't.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's going to be case by case, to be honest.
Do you think tattoos and like random different hairstyles and possibly piercings and stuff, do you think that takes away from immersion
of Disneyland? I do. I'm thinking about it right now. Yeah, I do. Yeah.
No, it's fair. It's a fair.
I guess for adults too, because you know, we go there, we want to experience Disney, right?
Yeah.
What Disney is for. And going there, you know what you're getting yourself into, right? You're going to be, it's a whole family, you know, atmosphere, environment. And now that I think about it more, it's like when you see somebody, you know, with piercings and it's kind of like it is a little controversial, right?
Yeah. Like, I agree with you though.
I don't know what prompted the change though.
Is there...
inclusion.
It's, yeah, it's part of this whole inclusion project thing. Like, I think Disney's got like a they've had like this whole like multi-phase improvement plan or something that. Okay. And that's one of the things was like inclusion, and to like anybody, one of the factors is that.
The thing about that though is that you got to remember they're called cast members, so it's not like just employees. So it's like.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
As far as cast members goes, like if you go to a play and you say you go to Les Mis and you see Jean Valjean with like a full sleeve, like that's gonna like throw you off, right? Like
it kind of throws the immersion off a little bit.
If you go watch Romeo and Juliet and Romeo got like a neck tattoo or something, like you'll be like, huh?
they're there to play a part, right? Yeah. The cast members are there to play a part, and Disney's part is to be that wholesome, you know.
Or to clarify, I don't think any of us think that, you know, if you have a fun hairstyle, piercings or tattoos, it means you're any different of a person.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
But we're talking about if you're not. Yeah, we're all different ourselves. Yeah. But if you look at it from a, like what Juan just said, from a cast member standpoint, like they're playing a role, they got to fit the role.
A few of us here have worked at Six Flags before, at Discovery Kingdom here in Vallejo, and even there, they wouldn't. And this thing isn't Disneyland. This is freaking Six Flags. They wouldn't allow us to show off tattoos, piercings. We'd have to take out. Our hair couldn't be a certain length. We had to shave, so I couldn't even have a beard. You know, like this is Six Flags. So I think it's just something that's normal for theme parks.
Yeah. I think you guys solved it with the whole. They could be cast in certain parts of the park.
Yeah.
Where it could still like bring in the immersion or help with the immersion.
Everybody that wants to show their tattoos, you're
you have to work Adventureland.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Pirates of the Caribbean. Maybe Star Wars.
Maybe Star Wars.
You'll be a stormtrooper. I have some Disneyland fun facts. I just want to. Maybe you've heard of it, maybe you haven't, but I want to just see what some of your reactions are to some of these fun facts. Did you know that Disneyland at night would release cats into the park?
Like what?
There's an Instagram that you can follow called Cats of Disney, or like Disney Cats or something. They release cats into the park at night to find mice.
This is true, like true story.
Yeah, so every night. I don't know if it's every night or like once a week, but they release cats into the park to scare off rodents.
Hmm.
That's poor Mickey Mouse, right? Like,
he's the only mouse that they don't mess with.
Oh, snap, you're right. That's
like he's the only one. Even Minnie. They get clearance.
Yeah. But that way that's pretty interesting. You could actually follow, I think it's called Cats Remnant that you can follow. People will find pictures, see cats, and they'll just take pictures of them. All right, so another fun fact. I don't know if any of y'all know this. Did you know that there's underground tunnels at Disneyland? This is how the
Disneyland, not Disney World.
Disneyland.
Maybe Disney World too. I don't know. But I know Disneyland has underground tunnels. And that's how the cast members get from one side of the park to the other. Because we were talking about immersion earlier.
Yeah, you never see them just wandering.
You've never seen like someone dressed up in their Frontierland outfit at like Main Street, right? It's because they have underground tunnels.
Oh.
Can't break character.
Yeah.
Oh. That's so crazy. I've
never seen someone from like Tomorrowland inside Frontierland or anything like that.
So do they have like escalators under there too, or trams? Or
they have, I know they have like little carts, like electric carts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's true, because at Six Flags, when somebody was off from like the back part of Six Flags, they took their shirt off and you can see them walking across the park.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You don't see that at Disneyland.
You still know it's when you see the khakis and like
Yeah.
The only time you really see people out of character is right before they hit the main gate.
Yeah.
They hit the main gate, they hit the little side cut to the little employee area, cast member area, and then that's it.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Hmm. Another fun fact. Did you know there's a basketball court inside the Matterhorn?
So that's true also.
What? Yeah. It's put there.
At the very least, some kind of hoop.
Put there in the top of the Matterhorn. It was put there to just for cast members to be able to hang out and play basketball.
What?
Yeah.
Do you see this like while you're
No.
It's hidden inside of the top of the Matterhorn.
It's one of my favorite Disney pins I have is the, you know, Yeti Abominable Snowman guy with a basketball headband on.
It's a little Easter egg,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Another fun fact. Did you know that technically no one has ever died inside of Disneyland? Technically.
That's a good fun fact in a way.
That is a fun fact.
The reason is kind of messed up.
Yeah.
What? So if someone were to, like, say, have a heart attack or anything, or die inside of Disneyland, what they do is they make the EMTs or whoever take the body outside of the park, and they wait till they're outside of the park
to pronounce before they come. Whoa.
That's kind of messed up. It's kind of shady.
Yeah. No one has ever died in Disneyland, technically.
I thought there was some sort of... But
they really have, though. People probably have.
Like on Space Mountain, riding the...
Or like heart attacks or whatever. But yeah,
Really?
They wait till the body is outside of the park to pronounce them dead.
Is that legal? Like, you can legally say, hold on a minute, pronounce it out there?
I mean, I can see gray area where you're trying to resuscitate, maybe, even though you may know already.
Okay.
I just thought there's some sort of witchcraft or something involved.
That would make... That would be on brand, I guess.
There's ghost stories at Disneyland. Yeah,
speaking of witchcraft, did you know that the Haunted Mansion has the most actual dead particles in it? Because people go there with the ashes of their loved ones, and they dump on the ride.
You're not supposed to do this.
You're not supposed to, but people do it all the time. So if you want dead people, there's actual dead particles of people inside the Haunted Mansion.
Interesting.
Fun fact. Gross.
Wait, when did that become a thing?
I think ever since the Haunted Mansion came.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Like super diehard fans, you know, they'd be like, hey, sprinkle me.
Maybe I'll come back as an animatronic ghost.
I'm the new Hatbox.
And my last fun fact, did you know that Walt Disney lived in Disneyland for a bit?
Oh. Wow.
His apartment is above the firehouse.
I heard that.
Yeah. So if you go to the firehouse, he actually lived there for a bit.
And it's still set up, right? Mm-hmm. It's still
That's
set
why
up
they always leave that light on up there.
Yeah.
Every time I leave Disneyland, I always got to look up at that light.
Yeah.
I think I remember you mentioning that to me. Yeah.
Fun facts.
Fun facts.
Well, I got one more fun fact. Pretty fun, except for the dead. Not.
Yeah, that one's kind of sad.
The two dead ones.
Yeah. I got one last fun fact some reason popped up recently, but I've always kind of known about it. Did you guys know that Disney has like a dedicated color to paint things to make things go away?
What?
So next time you're at Disneyland, all the stuff that you don't like seeing, you know, like junction boxes, electrical boxes, or like speaker poles and stuff, you'll notice they'll all be colored the same color.
Is it that?
And they call it go away green.
Yeah, like that teal green color.
It's like this, that weird tealish grayish green color. Yeah. I'm colorblind, so it looks gray to me. But it's a green color that they paint a bunch of stuff that they don't want you to notice to get kind of blended and lost in.
Oh,
what's crazy is I can't ever remember seeing any of the things you listed.
It works.
Oh, what?
Yeah, go away green.
Knowing this, have you gone to the park and tried to locate things?
First time I learned about that, I was like, hey, look, it's that weird green gray color.
I gotta look.
I'm gonna go find a shirt that's that color. Like,
just stand next to stuff.
And I'll be tatted up so no one will see my. All right. Well, that's some fun facts. If any of the listeners have any fun facts about Disneyland that we haven't heard of, definitely feel free to let us know about it. We'd love to hear them. But what do you guys think about playing a game? We have enough time to play a game?
I want to play a game.
Time to play the game!
We're just going to play... we've played it before where it's kind of like Scattergories. We're going to call it Nerdagories, just so that we don't get in trouble.
Sounds violent.
Nerdagories.
Nerdagories.
Sounds like horror.
I was gonna say, it sounds violent.
It's very gory.
So basically what we're going to do is I'm going to give you guys a random letter from this random letter generator. And you'll have 1 minute to list off as many things that start with this letter. That's within the theme. So the first thing...
If you guys want to play at home, just pause it.
So the first letter we are going to be using is A. Ooh, that might be hard. So what you're going to be listing is any Disney movie that starts with the letter A. And your minute starts now.
I can think of one.
Yeah, me too.
Me too.
And time.
Great.
So who has anything other than
Aladdin? It was a little tough.
I got two other than Aladdin.
That's all I have.
I got three other than Aladdin.
All right. Let's go. All right, what you got?
Actually, I don't know if this is a Disney movie. We'll find out.
I don't know. So
I got Aladdin, Aristocats, A Bug's Life.
Oh. Thank you. Okay, you got it.
And then I don't know if this is a Disney movie. All Dogs Go to Heaven?
No.
No, not that one. Maybe.
No, A Nightmare Before Christmas.
I didn't
think about that one.
Jay, how about you?
I had Aladdin, of course, and A Bug's Life.
Nice.
The only other one that I had is, and I wasn't sure if it's a Disney movie, is Air Bud a Disney movie?
Dude, if it is, you could have done Air Bud Golden Retriever.
Yeah.
Air Bud. Oh, yeah. Dang, I could have went with all those Air Bud movies.
Air Bud 2.
Air Bud World Pup.
Air Buddies or something.
Air Buddies, yeah. Dang. I wasn't sure. I just left it at that.
All right. Ab, what you got? Good. Abelino.
That's it. That's all I got.
Aladdin.
Aladdin.
Dave, how about you?
Aladdin, an Aristocats, and A Nightmare Before Christmas. And I don't know. Well, Juan, you mentioned that this might be Disney now. Is Anastasia.
Because they bought Fox.
Anastasia. Mm. Oh, okay. I see. Yeah.
That's all I had. I wrote down A Fox and a Hound, but it's actually The Fox and the Hound.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh.
Everyone said, I don't know if this is a Disney movie, so I'm going to do one. I don't know if this is a Disney movie.
Yeah, I got stuck on the Air Bud thing, dude. I was just sitting there.
How about Animal House? Is that a Disney movie?
It might be.
Can we check?
Fact check, please.
There's some movies out there from the 90s that I'm surprised were Disney movies.
Like what?
I can't remember off the top of my head, but I remember thinking like, wait, why is Disney on this?
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Ooh.
Avengers.
Oh.
Avengers Age of Ultron.
Deep of a chain.
Oh my god.
Avengers
Endgame movie.
Avengers Infinity.
A Goofy movie too.
Goofy movie.
Av, just to confirm, Animal House is not a Disney movie.
Okay, thanks for checking.
Universal.
Alice in Wonderland.
Alice in Wonderland.
Oh yeah, duh. Jeez. Oh.
Not good at games.
A New Hope, Star Wars.
I'm just kidding.
Star Wars. House, right. Animal.
Still a Universal movie.
Yeah. Okay, I thought it was. Can we check again?
We tried. Didn't work.
All right.
We're gonna do one more random letter generator. All right, S. Ooh, that's a good one. S, and you're going to be coming up with as many food items you could get at Disneyland that start with the letter S. So any food from the Disney parks that start with the letter S. And your minute starts now. All right. F, what you got?
Churros, and
Shoffy,
some shorn dogs.
Shorn dogs.
You don't know that? There's a place called S Restaurant. Oh man, I put sandwiches.
Okay, sandwiches. All right.
Hey,
That's it, there you man. Go.
Dave, how about you? Right.
Oh my gosh. I mean, the shrimp, do they have shrimp there?
Yeah, shrimp and grits.
Yeah.
Shrimp and grits. Oh, yeah.
Damn, you just soda? Said shrimp
and grits. Soda?
Yeah, soda.
And then I just kind of listed a bunch of random strawberry things, just kind of just to guess. But like strawberry funnel cake, strawberry milkshake, strawberry shortcake, strawberry churro.
Oh, pro.
Yes, they have all
pro. All of
them. Oh, sweet. Okay.
Dang. Sandwich, comma, ham.
That's what I did. I did comma sandwich, comma, Monte Cristo. Sandwich, comma.
Jay, what you got?
Sandwich, comma, Monte Cristo. Salads.
Salads? Salads. Okay. Yeah.
Sundays.
Sundays, yeah.
Schmoozies.
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 Yeah. Yeah, I'll actually take that one.
And that's about it.
What's a schmoozy?
Smoothie.
Yeah. Oh, a smoothie.
What's a schmoozy with you?
Jorge, I think off you're. The rails. I can't hear you.
Mute.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Jorge. Oh, me. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
I put soup.
Okay.
Damn. Salad.
Okay.
Salsa.
Yes.
Sugar cookies.
Yep. Ooh.
Starbucks.
Yes. Starbucks.
All true.
Suckers.
I do Starbucks. Yes.
Starburst.
Probably. I'll take.
Yeah. At the candy shop where they sell the goofy candy and all that other stuff. Yep. That's
no
it.
Skittles?
No, man. No Skittles.
Oh, I didn't think about Skittles.
They have sour candies as well.
Sour candies?
Yeah, sour candies.
They have salted pretzels.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, salt pretzel.
I just put salt, but I didn't say it.
Salt.
I put salt. Yes! But I didn't say it.
They have salt there. You can get
they have salt there.
They do have salt. The salt is edible.
They have, what's it called? Slices of pizza.
Slices of pie. Slices of apples.
They have, if you go for breakfast, they have scrambled eggs. Yeah, if you go to the buffet, there's scrambled eggs, there's sausage.
Oh, yeah. Sausage. That's right. Damn.
There's a lot, see?
No.
All right. Last one. Random letter generator is giving me a T.
Oh, T's, yes.
T.
Now, what we're going to do is we are going to be naming any Disney character that starts with the letter T. So, any Disney character. Think about what we went through with the movies. Is my clue that I'm going to give you. Any Disney character that starts with the letter T. Start.
Kylo Ren.
Still, I don't know anything yet. Tylo. Hey, you know, Kylo's brother, Tylo.
You know, Tylo Ren.
Toda.
Tough. Jorge, what you got?
I got Tigger.
Okay.
Ooh.
The Last Jedi.
Nah.
Oh no, all of mine aren't gonna count.
The Winter Soldier.
Okay.
Thor.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh yeah.
God, that's it.
Okay. That shit.
Jay, how about you?
I got Thor.
Okay.
The Amazing Spider-Man. The Experiment 626.
The Experiment.
This one technically isn't a character. The Claw.
Hey, I'll take
it.
The Claw.
And then Tuck from A Bug's Life.
Tuck.
That's the only legit character I just
Wow, you remembered the Bugs Life. Bugs Life.
I like how you got Chuck, but you don't got Tinkerbell.
I know.
Oh, man. Tinkerbell. I don't have any of those.
Bugs Life just on my brain.
Av, what you got?
Oh, man, I got the Cinderella. No, I'm kidding.
The Claw.
The Snow White.
That should work.
No, I only got one. How did I miss Thor and freaking Tinker? I got Tiana.
Tiana.
Okay. From Princess and the Frog.
You didn't even get Tigger?
I didn't get Tigger. I don't know why I do poorly in this game. I just blank.
626.
Because I'm always thinking Palpatine. I'm always thinking of stupid ass answers. Just, to... But I can't think seriously. But yeah, only Tiana.
Oh, I could think of them now.
I miss Tigger and Tinkerbell.
What you got, Dave?
Oh, I actually had Tiana as my first list too. On my first. And then Tony Stark.
Oh, Tony Stark.
Tiger Lily.
Yes,
Tiger Lily.
Does the Falcon count?
Yeah, sure.
And the Winter Soldier?
Yeah, sure.
The Incredible Hulk?
The Incredible Hulk?
The Incredible Hulk.
Thrawn and Tarkin.
Thrawn!
Thanos?
Thanos?
Thanos! Tweedledee, Tweedledum.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know why they're all hitting now. Tarzan, Jesus.
Tarzan.
Oh my.
Tarzan.
The Mad Hatter.
The man. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
God.
Toby.
I'm sure the people at home listening probably did a lot better.
Tramp.
Oh, Tramp.
Oh my gosh. How are they just coming to you now?
Because I'm not laughing about the Experiment 626.
Sounds like a wrestler.
Club.
The Experiment.
626.
I didn't count, but we all win. Y'all win.
Oh no.
Everyone but Av wins.
I got like one each.
Everyone but Av wins.
Oh man.
That about wraps up our episode, but before we take off, we always like to end with our quote of the day.
Don't quote me, boy, because I ain't said language.
And today's quote of the day, Jay, since you haven't been here, I'm giving it to you.
Hello. I think it's a Walt Disney quote, but it's that plaque that you see when you first walk into the park on the overhead like arch. And it says, "Here you leave today and enter the world of yesterday, tomorrow, and fantasy."
That's Walt
Disneyland.
I'm glad you're back, Jay.
We're glad you're
back. Woo! Welcome back.
Hello. The magic is here. Magic is here. Well, that about wraps up our episode. Thanks to all the Average Nerds for hanging out. Thank you for listening to us and our nonsense for this long. Be sure to find us wherever you find your podcasts. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iTunes.
LinkedIn.
Never going to look that one down.
Actually, can I emphasize something that you mentioned, Juan?
Sure.
Oh, gosh. But yeah, you said mention sticking around listening to us. Thank you guys who are listening. This is probably going to be uploaded around our 1 year anniversary of the podcast.
Oh!
Yes. Yeah. So,
thanks for sticking around with us.
Yeah.
Yes.
Our 1 year anniversary is coming up. We will be doing a special stream. Hopefully, this episode will be out before then. And yeah, it's been fun. It's been a year of fun. Fun times.
Good times.
Yeah. But again, find us wherever you find your podcast.
Podcast.
Like from New York.
Podcast.
Follow us on every social there is: Twitter, Instagram at Average Nerd Pod.
Except for Facebook, we're not on Facebook.
You can find our individual on Facebook, individually on Facebook.
Or Beehive Midtown.
Beehivecollectibles.com.
Or you can find us twitching on Twitch at The Average Nerd Podcast, where we'll be streaming once, twice, three times a lady, or whatever.
Twice!
However many times a week. Twice. We'll be throwing secret streams in there. We have some cool stuff coming up, actually. We have a book club, a movie club, just random secret streams. Definitely some cool stuff to keep in mind. Keep a lookout on our socials just for all the different updates. But that's about it. Until next time, see you, nerds.